I think it's important to acknowledge what Mark Leishman has achieved. It's been a terrific season for him. He's never been out of calculation in a lot of the big events, a lot of top 10 finishes, but to win the BMW was outstanding. I thought I'd put the mocker on him. So, yeah, he's got it with about 12 holes to go. But he hung in there, and we're crossing to America now. Ben Everill, he's the PGA Tour journo over there. He's on his way to Atlanta. G'day, Ben.
Hey, g'day, Slats. G'day, TK. Thanks for having me on, boys. It's always good to chat Aussie wins on the PGA Tour. And as you said, Leishman's yesterday was pretty special. Had guys coming at him, some big names, and yet he won it going away in record fashion. So pretty impressive stuff.
We often talk about it, Ben. You know, we do it weekly. We love our golf. We talk about Adam Scott. We talk about Jason Day and, you know, the big two leading in all the events. But this bloke, he's the unsung hero. He's won three times. It's his second title for the year. And he went wire to wire here.
Yeah, 100%. Look, Leish never gets the credit he's probably deserved, just on the course and also off the course. One of the best blokes you'll find going around in any sort of world sport. And you know, playing for Australia on the world stage. And now, guys, he officially is the second best Australian golfer in the world. He's moved to 15th in the world. He's taken over from Adam Scott in that regard. Jason Day sits at 6th, obviously, so he's still got our number one slot. But there's no argument that Mark Leishman has definitely been the form Australian this season with those two wins. And, of course, he almost won the week before at the Dell Technologies as well. And that's what made this win even more impressive, I thought, after throwing away the event prior. He stood up and was counted when those came at him on Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. They can haunt you for a while, those capitulations, I suppose, or not finishing.
Correct.
Is it fair to say, Ben, he's a little bit old-fashioned? You know, he's not as fit-looking as the McIlroys and the Dailies. And,
he is, yeah.
Or Days, I should say. Is that the case? Is that how you see him?
It's funny that you say that. I did my column this morning giving him quite a fair bit of love, and I tried to explain to the non-Australians over here exactly why he's such a champion bloke, as we like to say. And one of the things I did mention is that he admits he's not a gym rat. He admits he hasn't been for a run in over 10 years. Instead, he just goes out, mows his lawn for his workout. He does it every day. He has a putting green out in the backyard that he loves to put patterns on and keep trimming proper. He loves to have a beer with the locals down at Virginia Beach where he lives, and any time he gets back to Warrnambool in Victoria, he obviously has a beer there with his mates and plays the local medal as well. I mean, he won a ball at one stage this year earlier in the year when he was back visiting because he shot 61 or something with a +9 handicap. So just ridiculous. He's always a great guy. And I mean, most people saw that shot that he shanked a couple of weeks ago that the cameraman dodged.
Yes.
Well, that cameraman, he sent him beer and pizza this week because it saved him money that the guy didn't get hit. Because if it hit the cameraman, it would have bounced back in the hazard, cost him a few places. So Leish, you know, ever being the great bloke, sent that bloke a few beers and pizza as well.
I bet you that ball came in handy too that he won at Warrnambool.
Yeah, the Spalding hot dog.
Ben, can you tell us about the implications for Mark now? If he wins on the weekend, is it correct that he gets $10 million?
100%. It's actually 11.1 if you count the money, that 1.1 he'll get for winning the Tour Championship, and there's only 30 guys in it. So pretty good odds that he could do that. Anyone in the top five of the standings heading into this week, which Mark is now fourth on the FedEx Cup, is guaranteed to win the $10 million bonus if they win the Tour Championship. So that's basically, he's got it all in his own hands.
Yeah.
If he wins, it's his. The guys outside the top five, they need some help from others. For example, our other big man, our other guy there, Jason Day, he comes in ranked 15th.
Right.
So for him to win the 10 mil, he'd have to not only win the tournament, but hope Jordan Spieth is 9th or worse, Justin Thomas 4th or worse, Dustin Johnson 3rd or worse, Leish 3rd or worse, and John Rahm 2nd or worse. So you can see there's implications for the guys outside the top five, but for Leishman, it's quite simple. Win, and it's all yours.
Yeah, mate, it's a cash grab. What do you make of the FedEx? Do you like it?
Oh yeah, look, I love it. It's grown on me over the years. In the original state of it, it wasn't as good because we would get to the last event, and it was a year where I think Vijay Singh just had to tee off on the first, and he'd already won it. That didn't really do it for me. But now everyone in this event has a mathematical chance, if you will, to win the big cash. Of course, the guy running 30th needs an absolute miracle. But Bill Haas won it a few years back, starting 23rd on that list. So it is possible if the big names don't have a good week out there at East Lakes. And that just gives a little bit of excitement to the end of the golf season, you know, and that's what you need, especially over here in the States where they're now going up against the NFL and college football. So they need something happening in those last few rounds.
And just a comment, mate, firstly on Day, change of caddy, and he played nicely throughout the BMW.
Yeah, look, I'm very close to Jason and Cole Swatton. I like them both, you know, very, very much. It was a shock to me. I didn't see it coming, even though I spend a lot of time with both of them. Thankfully, it wasn't some sort of split that's going to break these two guys apart. But Swatter will still be, you know, his coach going forward. I think Jace just needed to switch things up in his mind. You know, he was having that sort of funky season. They were sort of getting a little snarky with each other on course. And he didn't want to ruin the relationship these boys have built since Jace was 12 years old. You know, the father figure, the mentor and whatnot. And look, the young guy he's got on the bag with him has been a friend of his for a long time. He actually, you know, helped him get over to the States, get a construction job in his hometown so that he had a friend, you know, where he lives. He lives in Ohio, of course, because his wife's from there, and not many other touring pros are in a place where it snows half the year. So, you know, they've been close a long time. It's a big change, but, you know, I'm not sure it's going to be that permanent yet. We'll see what happens in the next few months with, you know, with Swatto, seeing if he may or may not come back.
Right. And Adam Scott, mate, where's he at?
Struggling this year.
Yeah, he
is,
isn't
obviously
he?
Is he
fair dinkum enough, Ben?
What's that?
Is he fair dinkum enough, or is he just, you know, he's very, very comfortable, quite clearly in life, you know, but is he, well, I guess he's the word dedicated on my, is he as dedicated as he needs to be super competitive?
Well, if I'm being fair dinkum, I'll say that, you know, prior to the last sort of 2 years, year and a half, he hasn't worked as hard as he had 5 years prior. And that's when he was in absolute magic form in the majors, basically in contention in every major. He teed it up. He had his first baby, and he loves being a dad. And it might sound silly, but he hasn't been able to put the same dedication and selfishness into practice since that day. And now he's got two children. You know, it's very easy to just drop 2 or 3%, even if you're not trying to, when you've got to spend time with the toddlers or you want to spend time with your kids. And, you know, you're at the range and you're thinking about getting back to see them instead of buckling down and getting things done. So I think that little percentage drop in sort of, you know, what he needs and wants has manifested itself into his play. And that's why we don't see him as consistent as he has been in the past. Now, can he still win and compete on the big stage? Of course he can. And he'll probably, you know, win next year at some point. But will we see him sort of consistently in the top 10 in the world? I'm not sure if that will that will happen again.
Good on you, Ben. Fantastic to talk to you. I think TK's got one more for
you. Just one, and I don't want to pry too much, but I will. do you see it permanent? This, you know, how fractured is that relationship between Cole and Jason?
I don't think it's that fractured at all, honestly. I mean, I know Cole was very upset. Look, I won't beat around the bush. It was something that, you know, that hurt him because he loves having that bag and loves being with his boy as much as he can. But at the same time, he knows that he's still going to be the coach. He knows he's still going to be around him a lot. And quite frankly, you know, Cole, you know, probably easily had another 5, 6, 7 years of being physically able to do it. But he's getting on in years and his back's not the best. And, you know, perhaps it was just good timing to give him a bit of a rest and let someone sort of younger and a new voice come on board.
Sure.
You know, I'm not prepared to say it's even over yet. I honestly, if Jason doesn't necessarily fire over the sort of off season, if you want, back in Australia, and he realises how much value Cole actually brings to his bag, you might see Cole back for the majors and the bigger events next year in some sort of bag share situation. Cole Swatton does a lot more than people realise. Jason Day needs a little bit of babysitting at times, if you will, on the course, and I'm not sure that Luke Reardon is able to do what Cole Swatton does.
Yeah, sure. Very, very different characters. And if you had $10 left, mate, and you're going to Atlanta, who do you have it on in that final field of 30?
Oh, I wish I could say one of the Aussies. It'll be hard for Leish to keep the form. He hasn't played there since 2009, and Jace has never done that well either there, so I hope they prove me wrong. But I think the obvious one is the guy at number one, Jordan Spieth, who comes in ranked number one, has won 3 times this year, has won there just 2 years ago and won the FedEx Cup. It'll be hard for anyone to sort of knock him off. He's been in the top 10 these first 3 playoffs, and it was pretty obvious to me, BMW, once he realised Leish was out in front too far, he just sort of, you know, conserved a bit of energy, took the foot off the gas, just real cool as a cucumber, coming in to make sure that he had every little ounce ready to try to take that $10 million this week.
It's exciting stuff. Thank you, Ben.
No worries. Anytime, guys. Enjoy chatting with you.
That's brilliant. It's a great wrap there. Ben Everill is the PGA Tour writer on his way to Atlanta. And fantastic for Mark Leishman.
11.5 if he wins. Forget. Sounds better than 10, doesn't it?
It's hard to imagine, isn't it?
11.5 if he wins on the weekend.
Oh, mate, if I was granted that today, if I won it, I'd see you tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
I'd be here.
I'm sure you would. Just to tell a few people what you actually think of them. And then you'd be on your way out.
I wouldn't be like that. Nice.
7.52. Thanks to Ben Everill on the tour, on that PGA Tour.